From Washington, this is VOA News. Canada's Parliament reconvenes a day after a shooting incident. The WHO stays the course in the fight against the spread of Ebola. I'm Dave DeForest reporting from Washington. Canada's Prime Minister says his country will be vigilant but not run scared in the face of two attacks this week in Ottawa and near Montreal. Prime Minister Stephen Harper addressed Parliament as it reopened today, just a day after a gunman fired dozens of shots inside the building in Ottawa.
And as for the business of government, well, here we are in our seats, in our chamber, in the very heart of our democracy and our work.
The lawmakers gave the Parliament's Sergeant-at-Arms, Kevin Vickers, a prolonged standing ovation, honoring him for shooting the gunman to death. The attacker was identified as 32-year-old Michael Zihaf Bibo, a recent convert to Islam who had a record of drug offenses and robbery. The U.S. today launched 15 attacks against Islamic State targets in Iraq and Syria. The U.S. Central Command says it carried out 9 strikes in Iraq, with 4 of them destroying insurgent operations near the Mosul Dam and 3 others attacking militant positions south of Fallujah. The World Health Organization says the fight against Ebola should remain focused on the 3 West African countries. After a meeting in Geneva, the WHO Emergency Committee on Ebola said stopping transmission in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone is the most important step in preventing the global spread of the disease. Reuters reports the WHO reasonably is confident that the virus has not spread into neighboring states. This is VOA News. A bomb has exploded at a bus station in northeastern Nigeria, killing at least 5 people and wounding 12. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the blast Wednesday in Azare. A Libyan army spokesman is calling on young men in the capital Tripoli to rise up to help overthrow the Islamist militia coalition controlling the city. Edward Uranian reports.
Libyans gathered in the capital Tripoli's iconic central square to mark the 3rd anniversary of the fall of longtime strongman Muammar Gaddafi. Celebrations took place Thursday despite the on-again, off-again fighting between Islamist militias and the country's official army. At the same time, army spokesman Ahmed al-Misnari, in a TV broadcast, called for able-bodied men in the capital to rise up against the Islamist Fajr militia coalition, which has ruled the city since routing army forces in August. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
2 travel agencies say North Korea is barring foreign tourists from entering the country over concerns about the spread of the Ebola virus. The Beijing-based Koryo Tours said in a statement it has been informed the North will not accept any international tourists starting Friday. China's foreign ministry says it does not support taking North Korea's human rights record to the International Criminal Court for prosecution. The statement comes ahead of a decision next month by a UN committee on whether to refer North Korea to the Hague-based court for alleged crimes against humanity. As a permanent member of the UN Security Council, China has veto power and could block referral. U.S. jazz musician Kenny G is playing down his visit to Hong Kong's pro-democracy protests, saying he did not intend to show support for the demonstrators. The saxophonist Wednesday stopped by the protest site, posing for pictures and flashing a V peace symbol while standing next to pro-democracy signs. Many interpreted the move as a show of support. China's foreign ministry responded by warning foreigners not to get involved with the protests. Nearly a dozen people have been killed in a series of attacks in Pakistan's Balochistan province. Gunmen opened fire today on a bus, killing 8 Hazara Shiites in Quetta. No one has claimed responsibility. Later, a suicide bomber detonated explosives near a car carrying the chief of a Taliban-linked religious party as he left a rally. The leader survived the attack, but police say at least 1 person was killed and several were wounded in the incident. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes are up. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.